Hello, how have you all been? Welcome to the new episode titled Unfinished Trip 2. So it's been a long time actually. The last episode I had released was in July. It's been August, September, October, and this is November. I was ready with these episodes long ago in July itself, but then I got lazy. Instead of giving excuses, I'll just say I got lazy. And I wanted to record this episode as soon as possible because I am not getting time at night. I want to sleep early. So in this episode, you might hear a lot of external noises. There's a college next to my room, so you would hear teacher screaming, not the professor screaming. There might be some vehicles that will move on the roads, and my mother walking here and there. She's currently watching Minari on Prime Videos, and yeah, that's it. So you would find a little bit of disturbance here and there, so I hope you understand. So for today, I have selected the place that I want to visit as Bhadrachalam and Puppy Hills. I wanted to visit Puppy Hills for a long time. But then, yeah, you know, things don't happen. Because of COVID, we are not traveling anywhere far. So I have decided, so let me just jot down and make plan for in case I want to visit them in future when COVID is done. So I have done my research. So as I've told, there are many places I wanted to visit. Sikkim, Gangtok has been on my top most priority list since I was in school. And Delhi, Kodaikanal, Kerala, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Jammu, Darjeeling, Himachal Pradesh, the places I want to visit are endless. But of course, I would need a lot of money and time for that. So for now, we will look at Puppy Hills. So as I was researching for Puppy Hills and Bhadrachalam, I got really confused. So before I used to know, Bhadrachalam and Puppy Hills were in a state called Andhra Pradesh. But like 5-7 years ago, the state has been divided. And it was not of much, you know, it did affect me. Like the split of the state has not directly affected me. So I was not bothered and I have not checked about their affairs, like what districts have gone to Telangana or what districts have gone to AP, why have they split, or what resources have gone to his state. So I had no idea where Bhadrachalam and Puppy Hills exactly is. So when I typed Bhadrachalam and Puppy Hills, it was showing in both the states, and it took me quite some time to research. So apparently, because of the partition, Bhadrachalam has gone to Telangana and Puppy Hills has gone to Andhra Pradesh. Actually, Bhadrachalam and Puppy Hills used to be like one visit. It used to be one place before. So now they are in two separate states. Which is, in terms of visiting the place, it's good because both the states offer separate packages, state government packages. But when I got to know, I was a bit hurt that it got separated. The places went to two separate states. At that time, it was like 3 months ago, but now I'm fine. I don't know. Time heals everything, I guess. So that is that. So coming to the significance, Bhadrachalam and Puppy Hills are actually a popular pilgrimage site. Like वाराणसी, तिरुपति। दिस इज ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट पिलग्रिमेज साइट फॉर हिंदूज। सो ए हिंदू वंस इन हिज और हर लाइफ टाइम वुड वॉन्ट टू विजिट दिस प्लेस। द मेजर सिग्निफिकेंस बीइंग दैट, सो यू ऑल मस्ट नो रामायण बिफोर वी स्टार्ट दिस। सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो रामायण इन डिटेल, यू कैन ऑल लुक इट अप ऑन गूगल और बाय अ बुक एंड रीड अबाउट इट। इट्स वन ऑफ द मोस्ट पॉपुलर एपिक स्टोरीज फ्रॉम द हिंदू रिलीजन। द प्रोमिनेंट गॉड रामा गॉट एक्साइल्ड फ्रॉम हिज स्टेट और फ्रॉम हिज फादर्स प्लेस बाय हिज स्टेप मदर। What was I saying? Yeah, he got exiled for 14 years. He was followed by his wife Sita and his brother Lakshmana. So when they were in exile, they were supposed to live in forest and they were not supposed to be visible to any other people from the kingdom. I am not sure. Okay, I'm just making this up. I do not know, but they were supposed to be in forest for 14 years without coming to the kingdom. So in their 14 years of exile, they have lived in Bhadrachalam for the longest time. It is considered like that. So now you understand the significance why people would like to visit this place. And also, and added to that, here the figurines in the temple over here are considered to be their exact imitation of who they are. It's not because somebody has made them or anything like that. People believe that the gods, that is Rama, Sita, and Lakshmana, have transformed into those idols themselves. So this is a huge issue, right? If you're religious. So this place is of a high religious significance. And Bhadrachalam and Papi are on the town of River Godavari. So River Godavari is one of the biggest river in South India. It originates from Nasik, which is in Maharashtra, I think. Yeah, it's a non-perennial river. You know what's a non-perennial river, right? Perennial and non-perennial, there are two types of rivers. One is perennial, means where the river flows constantly throughout the year, and non-perennial are the rivers that depend on rain. So Godavari is a non-perennial river. So it doesn't mean the river dries up entirely when there is no rain. It's just that, you know, the force of water and the water available will become less. Obviously, if the entire water disappears, then there are millions of people living because of Godavari. So obviously that's not the thing. So if you're interested in learning about rivers also, you can obviously look it up. It's a very interesting subject. I used to love reading about rivers. The three perennial rivers of India are the Ganges, Indus, and the Brahmaputra. Oh my god, I remember all this even now. Interesting. So this Godavari is called as Dakshina Ganga. The other Ganga, Dakshina means I think the south, east south, or is it not? I don't remember the. I don't know what directions are called in this language. Okay, so it is second to Ganga in terms of being largest. It flows down through Telangana, AP, Odisha, and Chhattisgarh, and then it goes into Bay of Bengal. It is one of the biggest river in the on the Deccan Plateau. I think I've already said that. So the river is also very significant, and the river has given birth to a lot of towns around itself. One of them being Bhadrachalam. So this pilgrimage, I have already mentioned that it usually consists of people wanting to visit Bhadrachalam. And after visiting Bhadrachalam, they go on a boat ride to see the mountains and the river. And so the boat ride, if you are taking a boot ride from Papi Hills, which is in AP, to the temple in Bhadrachalam, like just for fun, you don't really have to take the boat because the boat is considered as a package within the pilgrimage. This thing, so it will take about 12 hours. And why did Papi get its name as Papi? So apparently, the water that flows through the hills of Papi resembled the partition of an on the women's head, you know, on their hair. When they do the partition of the hair, apparently the water that flows through resembles that. So Papi means that in the local language. So the hills and are named so. So there are hills on both sides of Godavari River, and the Godavari looks like it's partitioning those rivers. And yeah. But it's very disappointing, I should say, to see that even though this place has such a huge historical significance and religious significance, but there is no urban tourism development. There's no significant urban tourism development, okay? Like which we see in other small visiting places, like for example, Ooty or Puducherry. They have good friendly tourism, you know, development there. They have hotels, good hotels, and restaurants. You do not see that over here. So, if you're visiting, please take this into consideration. I do not know if it is either the negligence or is it to protect the tribal inhabitation, given that the town and all these places are on the inside forests, inside hills, and on the river banks, there's a lot of tribals that live in that area. It must be because of that. There are no big hotels around these places. I'm saying this so that you understand this. You might not get all the good services that you might expect in a city. It's not like that. These are very small towns, and a lot of tribal inhabitation will be there. So, how do you reach Bhadrachalam or Papi Hills? So, Papi Hills is in Rajahmundry, which is in AP. Rajahmundry has its own airport. So, you can reach Rajahmundry through flight. And if you want to reach Bhadrachalam, you might have to reach Hyderabad first. And from there, you will have to reach Bhadrachalam. So, the transportation facility is not a problem. There are enough networks to reach the place. And even between these two places, also, there is enough transportation. You can have buses, trains, and cars. And while you get, anyway, you have to visit other places before, you have to get down in other place before reaching this particular site. So, you can have a look around the settlements nearby and understand the culture. It will be very interesting. And for me, I found that the stay, the food, and also the trip itself is very under budget. The costs are very minimal, and even the highest pricing hotels or whatever, they are under my budget at the very least. So I find this trip very pocket friendly. So the most I have, no, what am I saying? So I have planned this trip for 2 nights. 2 nights is the max you can stay. What are you gonna see over there? Just you're gonna go to the temple and then have a portrait and just have a look around the local inhabitation and come back. So 2 nights are enough. So you can go to Rajahmundry and or you can go to Bhadrachalam. So in Bhadrachalam there is something called Srinidhi Temple. It's like 10 minutes from the Sitarama Temple. It's good. I recommend it. And there is Padmasali Satram. Hey, Satram is like how do you say? And in that invites everyone and gives food. It's very cost effective. It's very, very affordable, and food is available always. They have restrooms and common baths. This Padmasali Satram is very, very, very famous within religious sects or people that want to visit. They go and stay there because one, it is affordable, and two, it's very old. It has been there for since a long time, and then it accommodates everyone. And then there is a commercial hotel which is Nandini Residency, and it when I had searched like 2 3 months ago, it was costing 3,500. It's new and it's neat, but it's pricier compared to the others which are available. Apparently food is not available over there, but it's just a 10 minutes walk from there to the temple, and you can see the temple from the residency. It's very near. And there is one more residency called the Sitara Residency, and this one is just 2,000 rupees. It's very affordable, but the reviews are very mixed, so if you want to go, it's up to you. So from here you can take a boat trip, and it's highly recommended that you stay in huts. So this is also one of the attraction and to do thing when you go there. So if you are going there to stay in a hut, please be careful. There will be a lot of bugs because obviously it's what do you say, it's next to a river, and there will be a lot of insects and bugs, so carry your repellents and dress properly, cover yourself. And when you book the hut next to a river, food is separate and showers and bathrooms will be available, so you have to check all that. Apparently there are two stay points. One is Kollur and Sirivaka. I heard like many people are saying that Sirivaka is better, but I don't know. You can choose according to your wish. You have to book the huts in advance. It will be a really good experience. Yeah, so you can go for it. So both the state governments also offer state-sponsored tourism packages. So per head for Telangana, from Telangana Tourism, it costs around 4,500. It is there on their website. You can go to Telangana Tourism and check it out. So, but the trip starts from Hyderabad. Hyderabad is the capital city of Telangana. So they will pick you up from Hyderabad, and they will give you an accommodation for you to get freshen up, and then they will take you for the temple darshan. Darshan means seeing, for temple seeing. And from there, obviously food and everything will be included. They will take you for a boat ride, and then they will stop at an in between for so you can enjoy the tribal areas and do some sightseeing, and then they'll bring you back to Bhadrachalam, and then from there they'll bring you back to Hyderabad. And same for AP Tourism as well. It will start from Rajahmundry, and this one is much lesser than Telangana Tourism. It's 3,000 per adult. The same thing. They will take you to the accommodation. They will take you to the darshan. They will take you on the boat ride, and they will take you for local sightseeing. I think they're gonna stop at Pamaleru, and then back to wherever they have picked you up from. So around Bhadrachalam and Papikundla, there are other things also to see. There are waterfalls. There is a Papikundla National Park. So if you want to visit these places also, then plan according to that. I have not included them in my trip. And also very, very important, this Godavari River over here near the Papikondalu is very dangerous. The water flow and everything is very dangerous. The last time the ships have been operating, there has been a big accident. People have lost their lives. So please be careful. Look at the what do you say, the water levels, the rainfall, everything, and then only visit. There is certain point within near the flow where it gets very dangerous, and many accidents have happened before, and kind of got banned for a long time since the accident. And the AP government has recently started the pilgrimage, this thing, tourism, this thing. They have allowed a certain amount of boats, and only 40 members are allowed on the boat. And they need police, what you say, whatever, they need police certification or permission, not certification. What is certification? Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Permission before the ship leaves, and they have installed GPS on the ships, and they have equipped all the ships with safety equipments. And an escort police boat is also supposed to leave with the boat. Please, please be careful. You know, sometimes it's not just the mistakes of the authority. There will be so many people that visit, and they all want to go on the boat, and they do not care if, even if they are being, what do you say, pushed onto their boat, like over, if it gets overweight or something. 40 is the maximum that is allowed on the boat. If you see people more than 40, it is also your responsibility to not to get on the boat. So be careful if you're ever visiting. So the government is also taking all the required steps that need to be taken, and it is also your responsibility to keep yourself safe. Do check the water levels before going in. Do check if there is rain before going in, if it is safe enough or not. Okay. Yeah. So that's it. Yep. That's it. I have spoken a lot more about the significance of river and the historical and religious significance a lot more than the trip itself. I hope this helps you people, and whoever is visiting, please have a nice trip. When I get my time, I'll also go and visit. I don't know when the next episode will be out. I'll do my best to do it as soon as possible. I should do it for myself, not for anybody else, because I want to do this, right? I don't know why am I blabbering so much. I think that's it for today. Again in the next episode.